business as EcoHealth practices it. This is an EcoHealth information module written by Z. Charnot, originally in 1993, and adapted for the EcoHealth Organization's September the 4th, 2001. Heading, definition. Business is a set of highly conditional exchanges between well-defined entities. Business is mediated by law. Business relationships are described by contracts. Such business relationships do not want variance or variables. Change is taboo. It doesn't matter whether the change is in the nature of the entity or the nature of the relationship. Change is taboo. Heading, a constitution of relationships. In the EcoHealth organizations, we seek a constitution of relationships wherein change is not only allowed, but wherein change is instigated. Incentives for change are deliberate. In the EcoHealth organizations, we pursue dynamics of relationship which foster system gains. We seek not only advantages or gains for the parties to the agreed relationship, but benefit to the context society and the built and natural environment. We not only build in variance, we breed variance. We generate open relationships. A constitution, any constitution, is a statement of principles which govern human relationships. In general, a constitution is a document of authority. A constitution is a source of authority for what is called a republic. A constitution is normally a somewhat invariant formula. We live in an age of computers and an explosion of information. Computers structure data in certain ways, swiftly and diversely. It is possible to take demographic variance, for example, age, marital status, employment status, economic performance, location, patterns of communication, the flux and flow of currency, the development of natural resources, etc., and configure the principles so as to incorporate the demographic dynamics. Not only so, but to transform democracy. Democracy is based upon a vote. A vote is a highly intermittent expression of choice from a very small number of alternatives, which alternatives are not well exposed. A voice could be a somewhat frequent or even continuous expression of choice from a wide array of alternatives based upon a much more extensively reported description of the alternatives, all mediated by computers. Open relationships are relationships which acknowledge the context or the environment within which the relationships are conducted. Relationships involve the combining of efforts, communication, coordination, exchange, etc. There are policies and principles which govern this eventfulness, these exchanges. Heading, attachment prevents refinements and combination. To compete, to conflict, to debate, etc., is to use energy, time, effort, resources, all in a pattern of exchange where each participant is identified with and is either subdued or dominated, dependent upon the outlines of the proposal, the possibility, the pattern of the issue at play. This tends to diminish, if not eliminate, any edit, any refinement, any alloy, or modification, if not preventing whole new propositions which may flow from any combination of submitted factors. When or if there is no sense of encountering any proposition, but merely offering supplementary alternatives amendments, refinements, etc., then and there, creative synthesis can operate. No participant is rejected just because the proposition they offer is listed and other possibilities are voted. The tendency to seek definition of one's function, one's territory, one's authority, one's rights, one's privileges, one's rewards, all work in the direction of establishing rank, worth, eminence, importance, especially in comparative terms. If instead we can define the function of an organism and the component responsibilities, we can then create triggers that arouse the responses of the appropriate member of the organization and the distribution of signals which cue up each and every component response described by the total appropriate function of the organism.